A month ago, when the war in Ukraine started, we spoke to Andrei Smitsnyuk, who is a language teaching officer in Ukrainian at Cambridge University. He's also an advisor to the Cambridge University Ukrainian Society. When we last spoke, Andrei told us that his parents were still in Ukraine at the time. Thanks very much for taking the time out to speak to us, Andrei. What's your situation at the moment?
So, I am currently in Romania. And my parents were able to get out of Ukraine.
Ah, good.
That took some work trying to convince them to go. They didn't want to leave Ukraine, but Ivano-Frankivsk, the city where they lived, has been heavily bombed. And I convinced them to leave. And so we're now staying in Romania. And I'm hoping to bring them to the UK, to Cambridge, through this new scheme introduced by the UK government, Homes for Ukraine.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I am not qualified to bring them using the Ukrainian family scheme, as many other Ukrainians who live in the UK, as I haven't lived in the UK for 5 years. And a lot of my friends have this problem as well. So, in fact, to bring my parents in, I have to use a friend who will invite them to stay with this friend over a different scheme, Homes for Ukraine.
I see. I didn't realise that. But at least there's a workaround and you've got somebody who can do that. So that's great. That must be such a relief. You must have been so worried, Andrei.
I've been very much worried and I'm happy. It's going through. We applied for visas, but I don't know how long it will take. Yeah. Of course, it would be really nice to see, the UK government extending the Ukrainian family scheme to allow people like myself who don't have indefinitely to remain, but who are on student visa or on work visa in the UK to bring their parents or relatives in as well. But we'll see how that works out.
Well, I understand that the Cambridge University Ukrainian Society are matching people in Cambridge who've registered for the Homes for Ukraine programme with Ukrainian people coming across with families. How's that going?
So that is going very well, along with other members of Cambridge University Ukrainian Society, but also just residents of Cambridge. We created something that we call an initiative, Cambridge for Ukraine. As Cambridge number 4 and Ukraine, you could find it on Twitter, and we're going to launch a website soon. Mm-hmm. And we are gathering information from residents of Cambridge, but also surrounding areas, well, essentially everyone in the UK, and gathering applications from Ukrainian refugees who would love to go to the UK. The problem is that with the UK government scheme, Homes for Ukraine, a family must know someone who they're inviting to. They have to name someone they would be inviting to stay with them in Cambridge. And what we do, we introduce them to some Ukrainian families. We assist with translation. We collect applications from the UK residents who are willing to host, Ukrainian families who are willing to come to the UK. We introduce them to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody from Cambridge could easily join and help provide more housing for Ukrainian refugees by just going to our Twitter account or Cambridge University Ukrainian Society Facebook page and filling in the information so we could match you with the Ukrainian family and introduce you to Ukrainian family.
Oh, that sounds really good. And how are you going about that? Are you kind of taking into account the ages of the people who are hosting against, maybe people that have got young families, or are you trying to match people like that?
Yes, so we take all kinds of data. So, for example, people could write their preferences, who would they like to host. They could mention which languages they speak. So we try to match them with those families which they would feel most comfortable having conversation with, the easiest conversation with. And we also try to figure out if it will be possible to bring pets in. So we gather all kinds of extensive data to provide the most comfortable experience, if I may say. And we also provide the opportunity for refugees from Ukraine to provide more information about themselves. So when we email somebody in the UK, more specifically in Cambridge, we could tell them more about this Ukrainian family. And We also provide some people, there are volunteers, either students or residents of Cambridge, who help with translation and could potentially even assist with helping out filling in application. Unfortunately, some of those in Ukraine, even if they speak English, they might not necessarily understand all these specific legal terms, specific terms on this application, and what is it referring to.
Of course, it is really difficult. Filling out these forms is difficult for all of us, I think, actually. Never mind if you're coming from a foreign country. Are you still looking for more host families at the moment?
We are still looking for more host families because the more families we have, the faster the matching process happens. If we have a lot of offers, it's really easy to find Ukrainian families that would be matching those accommodation needs and those accommodation requirements in the UK. So we would very much welcome everyone to go to Cambridge for Ukraine Twitter account and just sign up for this form.
And your own situation, you're with your parents now, so at least they're safe.
Yes, they are safe, they're happy, and it's interesting because I speak to Romanians every day. I found an apartment for my parents, but it is a small one-bedroom apartment, and I live with a Romanian family, and they are actually worried themselves because they don't know where this war is going to go. Even though they are in much safer position, they are starting to think, or where would they want to go in case something happens, where would they go? And I think that is really scary.
It is. It's really unsettling for everybody. And I really feel for your mum and dad because to be uprooted with little choice, really, because you've got to think of your own safety in the end, and to be uprooted from your country, it's such an awful thing, really, isn't it?
Yes, it's awful, and this is why they didn't really want to leave. We're just hoping that there will be some progress made in terms of peace in Ukraine, and then they will be able to come back at least in the nearest future.
I think we're all hoping that that will be the case, certainly. Thank you very much for taking time out for speaking to us. Thank you very much, Andriy Smitsniuk.
Cambridge 105 Radio.